Leading in with Lucid Dreams by Flicker, an artist from Malaysia. Very nice piece. I like the slow stuff sometimes. I like fast stuff, but once in a while it's nice to hear something a bit slow and more mellow. That's a nice one. How are you all? This is A Regular Guy, and you're listening to Astrobiological, bringing you the universe in plain human. It's good to have you along. Now, I call myself a regular guy, and even though I call myself a man of science, looking at it realistically, I'm not anymore. Yes, I did get through a science degree and then went on to do honours. Would have gone further, but life did its thing. Anyway, them's the breaks, right? In the ensuing years, I fought hard to keep my mind active and to maintain an interest and a presence in the world of science. Seeing as I'm not a practicing scientist by any stretch of the imagination, it seemed natural to engage in SciComm, or my bargain basement variation of it. I've been working hard on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and now WordPress to get myself in people's faces about science. It has definitely been tricky and often tedious work, sometimes it's been plain heartbreaking. Others whom I follow, particularly on Twitter where most conversation happens, speak of something called imposter syndrome. It has its own hashtag and all. People speaking about it that much. Well, despite my genuine achievements in the world of science and my own meager psychic presence, I generally feel like a bit of a pretender. Then something comes along to help me out. Life does this sometimes. I had the pleasure this morning to meet a follower who has been avidly following my psychic journey. He is a 78-year-old man, and it seems he isn't ready for the scrap heap just yet. I met him for coffee. He was practically gushing to meet me and thank me for firing up an interest in such things as science and astronomy. Sure enough for me, he claimed, his brain would be slowly turning to mush. I've been working on a blog post about the place of our senior citizens in a world of longer lifespans and increasing connectivity. Now, I don't know if I'll ever finish that post, but occasions like our chat this morning drive home for me an important realization. We're living longer, much longer. We're healthy for longer, yet we don't really value the old for what they are. In a sense, I'm looking at them as a resource, because that's what they are, really. The old are a repository of experience and information. Nobody would balk if I referred to a library as a resource, right? Well, the old are exactly that, a living, breathing library. The key difference here, though, is that they want to talk and share what's in their heads. Show me a lending library anywhere in the world that is falling over itself to tell you what it knows. We have the capacity to be much more useful for much longer. This 78-year-old man is a single example of that. He's worked in telecommunications and on rocket bases. He's traveled the world and seen technology changing the world. Instead of succumbing to future shock, as Alvin Toffler called it, this man has grabbed change by the horns with a real can-do attitude. I am completely and unashamedly proud to state that I'm responsible for a bit of sea change in his thinking. I've got him interested again. Now, I already know he has plenty of stories to tell, and I intend passing them on to you as I can as they come. He's told me he's the last of his circle, and it would be a damn shame to lose all that history, so stay tuned. My own little attempts at reaching out to the science world are tiny, but I know that they made a difference to someone, and for me, that is exactly what I wanted to do. This podcast and the post it was based on are dedicated to my father, David Roberts, who passed away on the 2nd of January 2010. I miss you every day, Dad. It just hasn't been the same without you. I am a regular guy, and you have been listening to Astrobiological, bringing you the universe in plain human. Talk to you next time. Finally, we lead out with Worlds in Collision by God is an Astronaut.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.